Here in New York City, as the fiscal year comes to a close, council members are poring over the city's multi-billion dollar budget. They're looking for millions of dollars to prevent teacher layoffs and fire company closures. One area of city spending getting additional scrutiny is the hundreds of millions the city pays out every year to settle lawsuits. Last year, New York City paid a historic $136 million to settle claims against the NYPD. More than 40% of the settlements stem from civil rights claims for things like excessive force. WNYC's Bob Henley has this look at one such pending case.
Brooklyn's East New York 75th Precinct is one of New York's poorest neighborhoods, but a crime-fighting success story. Murders are down from 109 in 1990 to just 33 last year. But the precinct is also one of the most aggressive in the city when it comes to stop and frisks, a controversial strategy that overwhelmingly impacts men of color living in high crime areas. Back in the fall of 2009, Richard McDowell says he was in his favorite bodega on Liberty Street to get some groceries and a beer.
Two officers came inside, passed by two people in the store to come directly to me and ask me to step outside. And I did, had my hands up immediately. I didn't want to cause any problems or anything.
Once outside, McDowell was handcuffed.
I knew something was wrong because I didn't do anything. I turned to look at them and said, "What was wrong? What are you doing?" And that's when everything went bad.
The arrest soon flared into a scuffle.
Then they started hitting me in the abdomen area and in my chest. What had happened was one of the officers near these steps somehow fell down and hurt his ankle. Immediately after that went down, they called man down on the radio as if I had shot somebody. They were still hitting me at the time, and I was being pinned from behind and being hit from all sides.
McDowell says he was beaten and maced. He was charged with assault, resisting arrest, and possession of marijuana. He was held for 48 hours in the precinct. McDowell says he has spent many of his 30 years out on the street. His mother died of cancer when he was 13. He says he has a record for marijuana possession, but not for anything violent. And on this day, he claims he did not have any pot on him.
When the judge for arraignment first saw me, he looked at my file and thought it was laughable. The opposing counsel was so upset, he threw the file on the desk and kicked the desk when they gave me release my own recognizance.
McDowell was called before the grand jury twice and apparently convinced the jurors that he was innocent. All charges were dismissed.
That's the whole thing my record will tell you. If I'm guilty of something and I'm caught, I will plead guilty. But if I'm innocent and I had nothing to do with it, I will fight. Always will fight.
And fight he is, with a federal civil rights lawsuit being brought by attorney Leo Glickman, whose law firm specializes in cases like McDowell's. Glickman says McDowell's case is not that unusual.
It's a kind of incident that doesn't get reported in the newspapers, but that happens every day. There's no response. There's no apology. Someone goes through the system and they're released or they're not indicted, and they're supposed to go on with their lives. But meanwhile, they've spent a few days in the system and lived with the horror of the criminal justice system.
Glickman says his clients are usually poor people of color who are angry at how they were treated by the police and are looking for redress. He says 99% of the claims he brings are settled out of court.
When we ask them, what do you want to get out of this litigation, often the answer is, I want the police officer to be fired. And we tell them that's not likely to happen.
There is a structural reason for that. The city's corporate counsel handles all of the suits brought against the NYPD, but only regularly shares details with the NYPD on cases that are expected to settle for $250,000 or more. That's only 2% of the cases that are filed. That means the majority of claims fly under the NYPD radar. Cynthia Conte-Cook is an associate in Glickman's firm. She says she's identified police officers who repeatedly surface in civil rights settlements that don't make the newspaper but should require follow-up.
There's no note of how many lawsuits are in his personnel file. There's no knowledge among his supervisors that he is a civil rights liability for the department.
Legislation proposed by City Council Public Safety Chair Peter Vallone would bring more transparency and accountability to the whole police tort claim process. Vallone's bill would require the city's lawyers to disclose to the City Council specifics on all settlements reached on behalf of the NYPD, including the officers and precincts involved. Glickman says street policing policies can mean brisk business for his firm. They get 30% of the value of their clients' settlements.
We represent clients quite often who've been stopped and frisked you know, spent 30 minutes in a sort of street detention, and then they're just released, and we might get $7,500 for that.
According to statistics from City Controller John Liu's office, the cost of settling civil rights claims against the NYPD jumped by 15% in the last 2 years. The NYPD wants to see more of these claims go to trial. They may get their wish. The city's corporate counsel hopes to hire 28 new lawyers to handle the civil rights claims. When there is no NYPD wrongdoing, the department believes the out-of-court settlements undermine the public's trust in the department. Meanwhile, plaintiff Richard McDowell awaits his day in court or a settlement. He has moved to Portland, Maine, where he says the shelters are more humane and the attitude towards pot less punitive.
Be able to grow your 6 plants of your own and everything, and they even say you seize the government.
He also says the prospects for day labor are better. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.